This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In terms of...
So, like, what are the economics in you investing into a company? Like, how does that work as far as you go? You say, I have $100,000. I want 10% of your company. And then they come back and they say, no, well, we want to only give up 5%. Mm-hmm. Like, how does this work as far as you going in and actually offering to buy somebody's company and
buy some equity? Yeah, usually they have a round that they're raising. So the company usually itself says, we want to go out and raise $1 million. And they know how much they want to raise for the reasons that they figured out internally. And then they go to investors and say, what exchange will you do for $1 million? Then you'll have in a good scenario, you'll have two or three, lead investors come back to you with a term sheet that says, okay, we'll buy that on a $5 million valuation, meaning that's 20%, da, 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 da. And then the next one may say, we'll do it on a $6 million. So it's better for you. You get a little less diluted because we want the deal so bad. And so usually, like, the best case scenario is you have two or three lead investors vying to lead your round, and you take their terms. You don't necessarily take the terms that are most expensive. You take the terms that you feel like that's the company, that's the fund I want to work with. That's who I want to lead and represent. So we have that. And then you have other investors around it who are followers, who follow whatever terms have been created. So it's usually that negotiation. So most of the time, Backstage does not lead just because of the amounts that we're putting in, but we always advise. So it's almost like we act like we're on their board, even if we're not on their board, like with their help.
Well, what are some of the, because you brought up challenges earlier, and I'm thinking to myself, we've heard about what it is to try to be a founder and raise capital, but actually having a VC and representing three categories, right? Like, yes, woman, yes, LGBTQ, yes, underestimated population. What is it like from that end? What are some of the challenges that you face, and how have you dealt with it? How have you overcome them?
A lot of people who just, they talk and they say they're going to do something publicly. They get the picture or whatever, but they really don't do anything. But then there's really more like people actively trying to stop what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I had a white investor. I have a lot of white investors. And I had one guy who is like, I don't know. I think he's kind of like mafia in Silicon Valley. Like, he's interesting. And I don't think he's literally mafia, but he can make a phone call and stuff gets done and stuff goes away. Right. And he called me in the middle of the night one time a few years ago, and he said, I just want to let you know I just left a closed door, like, you know, poker game, essentially, with a bunch of guys who are very powerful. And there's an understanding that you're not going to raise more than, you know, $10 or $20 million ever in Silicon Valley. And I was like, okay, that was a conversation. Y'all had time for that? And he's like, no, I'm serious. He's like, the powers that be are like, there's only a few of us. Where? And the conversation, he's like, I said what I could, but I had to be able to not say certain things so I could come back and tell you. He's like, they don't want you to win. And look, I've raised $30 million, maybe 25, 24 of that has been direct LP money to invest in other companies. We should, by our track record, by the trailblazing part of it, the groundbreaking part of it, we should be at least a $100 million fund, if not 10 times the what we are, at least. And so I believed him when he said it, but I always thought I could break through that. I think that, yeah, there's you see like Elon Musk and like how he's directly going after Cuban, talking about DEI is racist and all of that. That's what was happening behind the scenes. That's who I deal with. I've had so many conversations behind the scenes that are like a movie. They're like, I can't believe this person is saying this out loud to me. Or somebody calling me and saying, you know, you need to shut up. You need to stop being so vocal about stuff. It's not good for you. Like Paul Graham at YC, speaking of YC. So I'm friendly with Sam Altman. I think he's cool. I've invested in OpenAI. Very happy about that. So Paul Graham, his mentor and the founder of YC, I do not like very much. And it's because he sicked his minions on me on Twitter. And I had to get security before I should really have had security. Because I said something he said about his wife. And I said it was very sexist and chauvinistic. And I just commented myself on it, you know, on Twitter, because I'm outspoken. And he just like came after me. And it's happened a lot, like with different people of note, it's happened, because I'll just speak up when I want to speak up. I feel like I have the moral high ground to speak up because I'm actually doing action and I'm not just pontificating and criticizing from the sidelines. Like, I feel like we could all be better. So I'm trying to be better. Why can't this billionaire be better?
So as far as like valuations, right? We talk about valuations a lot. Like, how do you guys look at the valuations? Because we were talking to one of our friends, John Henry, and he was saying a few years ago, like, depending on what kind of company it is, it has a different valuation, right? Like, yeah. If it's a hair company, their valuation might be a lot different from a media company. Mm-hmm. It might be a lot different from artificial intelligence, technology-based mm-hmm. company. And then part of raising the money is you have to raise on the valuation.
That's right.
Part, right?
Yeah.
So how do you know, okay, this is a fair valuation. This company's overvaluated. This company's undervaluated.
Yeah. John Henry is a good friend, and I've invested in his company and after he became a founder. So a lot of it is just like what the market will bear. A lot of it is a lot of people just deciding. Just to say, what can I push across the table and somebody says yes to, essentially. And it's kind of a joke in the industry, because it's like every year it's different. In 2022 and 2021, super frothy, super, everything was valued so high, ridiculously not sustainable. But everybody was like, okay, cool, sounds good, more money for us. And then when the second half of 2022 and 2023, everything came crashing down, because you could understand that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead and yawn. So the valuations, but the reason that the valuations are different is because the multiples on an exit or a purchase are usually much different. So a hair care product or a CPG company is going to sell different multiples than a SaaS AI company, meaning CPG, you might have like a 1.5x to 6x multiple on your net revenue. If somebody buys you. Mm-hmm. On a SaaS AI, you may have like 20x or 10x. So when someone's valuing you to invest in you, all they're doing is projecting. All they're saying is, okay, if I put a dollar in, what's the best guess I can make as to what you'll sell for based on how you're doing today?
So is that from your perspective, is what is success? Is it a company to exit? Is it to create more millionaires? Is it to create more opportunities for founders? Again, from the three categories that we spoke about, how do you determine and measure success?
I love that question. To me, it's all three.
Okay.
That's it, right? For very, very sharky investors, they don't care about impact and they don't care about people coming up.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's just not important to them. That's not necessarily bad, but it's just not my vibe, right? They're like, apples to apples, how much am I getting back? So that is a juggle thing. But I say, and many of us say, you can do both. And I just want to say one thing. You said earlier that there are not a lot of Black investors. So there's so many now, which I'm so excited about. You know, like 10 years ago, it was so different. But today, like John Henry and I can be in a room and it's just packed, back to back. Still not enough. But so you have within Black investors, you have some like 645 Ventures, Aaron and Nyambi. They are two Black men. They've raised, I don't know how much, more than $100 million. I can't remember, maybe $200 or $300 million. And they're like, let me put it into this spreadsheet and do these numbers and see what this company might or may not make. And I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter to me if you're a woman or if you're purple. I want to do that because my success as a Black man is then going to be my success story and help others, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm on the category, which I love that, by the way. I'm on the category of, I'm going to get this one shot. I'm going to just make this more well-known to people like you all are doing with your education, like more like being a bridge to understanding this with my audience, which is mostly women of color. And I'm going, so that's impact and success. That I have a video right now that I put up today. A Black woman comes up to me. She's crying. She's saying that she essentially saying that she felt heard and represented and seen because of the work that I do. And she said a tangible something that happened. That to me is like the biggest, that's the legacy. That's the thing that you can't take away. But I also not only want to, I feel like I have to make a lot of money from what I'm doing, even though we're not funded enough. I want to make multiples for our investors so that it serves as an example that you can do both. And it's high pressure, but I also agree that it should be high pressure.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.